Yom Yerushalmi corresponding to Yom Bavli, Daf Chaf Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Ches Amad Beis, four lines up from the foot of the page. Taram Ve'Fichasa. Taram Ve'Fichasa Ruach, Taflugta Deb Yochanan or Deb Chanina. If he was Torem and the wind scattered the ashes, Deb Yochanan and Deb Chanina disagreed about it. Amad Deb Chanina, Klemet Shnosna Gabi Ha'ishim, Ve'Fichasa Ruach, Ve'Bepricha Rishoyna, Miskapu Abalem V'yotzu Hashirayim Yidei Me'ila. Nina says if a koimetz, a handful of the mincha offering was put on the fire and the wind scattered it, with the first bit that burned on the mizbeach, the owner has his kapora and the me'ila doesn't apply anymore to the shirayim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Mishayecha is ha'or berubi. Rabbi Yochanan says it's from when the majority catches fire. Ma berubi, berubi shel koimetz, a berubi, Uberoiv called Pida Upida, it's Amos. The Gemara asks, what's the majority? The majority of the Koimetz, or is he talking about the majority of every particle? Asa B'chizkia, Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Abba, Rechia, B'shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Uberoiv called Pida Upida, it's Amos. B'chizkia, quoting Rabbi Yoina, quoting Rabbi Abba, quoting Rechia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that he said the majority of every particle. Toram Petzia, Tafloto de Yochanan, Rabbi Shubin Levi. If he was Torah half, Rabbi Yochanan and Shur ben Levi disagreed. Yom Rabbi Yochanan koimetz shekedesh bekli vektiroi afilu shum shemin yatsa. Rabbi Yochanan said if one was mekadesh a koimetz in a kli and he burnt it up, even piecemeal, he was yotze. Rabbi Shur ben Levi omar masnisin le'amakein la hiktir shisei koimsa ha'amayim kishera. Rabbi Shimon Levi said that there's a Mishnah in Menachos that teaches, not this way. It says that if you have mucked it, it's claimless in two times, means half each time, it's kosher, but not in more than two times. Rabbi Chama ba'ukva, b'shem Shimon Levi, en kmitza pochis mi shnei zesim, ve'akta p'chusa mi kazayis. Rabbi Chama ba'ukva, quoting Shimon Levi, said, a kmitza cannot be less than two kazesim, and akta cannot be less than a kazayis. Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Laza, Shal, Me'ata koyin she'en yod machzekes k'shnei zeisim pasul min avoda. Rabbi Yitzhak ben Elazar asked, if so, a koyin whose hand does not hold two k'zeisim, he's pasul for the avoda. This wasn't listed amongst the mumim. Toram b'smol tafluga de b'yichan Rabbi Yehuda be'Rabbi. If he was toram with his left hand, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda be'Rabbi disagreed about this. Dam Rabbi Yochanan koymetz shekedesh b'kli maktiroi should say ben b'yal. Ben Bekli, Ben Bimim, Ben Besol. Rabbi Yochanan said that if he was Makadish the claimants in a Kli, he may be mucked to it, whether by hand or with a Kli, whether with his right hand or his left hand. Yudha, the Rebbe, Oimer, Oi, Shisei Kechatas, Beyad, Oika Asham, the Kli, Ravad, Bimim. Yudha, the Rebbe said that either it is like the throwing of the blood of the Chatas in his hand, or like the throwing of the Asham in a Kli, but it must be his right hand. Yudhivan, Vahatani, Shisei Komats, Vyaminoi, Renosan, Besmoilai, Yachzei, Leiminoi. We have a question against the Yochanan from a Mishnah. If he did Kemitza in his right hand and put in his left hand, he returns it to his right hand. In Besmolhu Machzei, Shisei Lebazech, Leikol Shukain, Lemizbeach. If when he puts it in his left hand, he returns it to his right hand to throw from the right hand to the Bazach, which is a Kli. Well, more so, if he took from the Bazach to his left hand, he returns it to his right hand to throw to the Mizbeach. Amar Bila, Im Shnia Adam Rav Laza Rav Shimon Shnia. Rav Laza answered that if anyone taught this Mishnah, it was Rav Laza Rav Shimon. The Tani Rav Laza Rav Shimon Aimer Eina Sicha Kiddush Bazach. As we find in a Baisa that Rav Laza Rav Shimon taught, that the Kemis does not need Kiddush in a Bazach. Asya Rav Laza Rav Shimon, Rishitas Rav Shimon Aviv, the Tani Nan Taman, Shulei Bekli Shoreis Pasol Rav Shimon Machshav. Brother Rabbi Shimon holds like his father Rabbi Shimon. If a Mishnah teaches that if a koimetz is offered without a klisharis, it's possible, and Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher. My kadoin, how is this? Means why do you say that the Mishnah is a brother Rabbi Shimon? Avonan de Islan klisharis, you say loy sichelon liyamin. Rabbi Shimon leisle klisharis, you say sichelilamin. And the answer is Avonan who holds that a klisharis is needed does not require the right hand. They don't require the right hand. Rav Shimon, who does not require a klisharis, does require the right hand. Amar Rabbi Rana, Ritamiya, Anna, Eich Rabbanon, Medamin, Tumas Hadeshin, Et HaKtora, V'Lagdamiya, El Lekmitza, Shizuba Rama, V'Zuba Rama. Rabbanon said, I'm astounded that, how do the Rabbanon compare Tumas Hadeshin to HaKtora? It rather resembles Kmitza, which all agree that it requires the right hand. This is Harama, which is lifting off, and this is Harama, as the Pasuk says in Vayikrovov, Pasuk Gimel, Beherim. Ve'en herim, ela, v'sheshia, asher teichol, en achila, ela, kezayis. The word herim is only when he left the remainder. Asher teichol means achila, only a kezayis, which is the minimum share for Tumas Hadeshin. Aya b'kulei kezayis, l'to miksasei, en ad yochol, she'en b'kezayis, l'to es kulei, en ad yochol, she'en kan shir. The question is, if all the ashes on his beyach are only a kazayis, what does he do? You cannot take part because it's not a kazayis. You cannot take all of it because then there'll be no remainder. The Gemara does not answer this. I might have thought that Vehirim, Ashetechel Aish, take out that which is burnt by the fire, is ashes from the wood. It says oila, perhaps oila teaches limbs of oila. It says asher teichol ha'esh. So how do we fulfill both? He scoops from the inner ashes where the limbs are totally consumed and descends from the mizbeach. Mitzvah lagdim esh la'etzim shenehemah v'ocho etzim ala esh kidim etzim la'esh sida ad shelo toam mashchil v'zeh v'noisen mefarik v'toyrim. The mitzvah, there's fire before the wood. As the Pasuk says in Vayikra Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, Ba'ocho Eitzim al Ha'ish, if he put wood before fire, or he arranged the Ma'arocha before Tumas Hadeshin, he removes the wood and puts fire, or dissembles the Ma'arocha and is Torah. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha Amar Tzofai Shal Koimetz Nosal Gabi Ma'areches Laila Ma'hein. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha asked from Tzofai, if one put a Kometz on the night Ma'arocha, means before arranging the Ma'arocha of the day, what's the law? V'yumya Amar Chalfai Shal Immin Shenasnan Al Gabi Ma'areches Laila Ma'hein. And V'yumya quoting Chalfai asked that if a woman were put on the night Ma'arocha, what's the law? L'masnisin hi Einecha Koidim L'tomit Hashacha Elek Kateres Bovad. The Gemara will leave it obvious. Don't we learn them from a Baisa? It says nothing precedes the morning Tomid other than the Ketores. He raised the Ma'arocha before the Tomid, and so the HaKetorah was before the Tomid. Asnisin la-mitzvah ma smichalei le'ekov. The Gemara answers that the Braisa teaches the mitzvah l'chatzchila, ideally. Chalfai asked whether or not it is ma'akev. Sitz ma shi'yitza al tumas yadayim is a sitz fine favor, means bringing atonement for tumas yadayim, means if he was not mekadesh his hands from the kior. And another question is, Kiddush of the hands disqualified to Yotze, means if he or alternatively his hands left the Mikdash. And the Gemara objects, so this is obvious, do we not learn this from a Braisa? If he was Makadish of hands and feet and they became Tomei, he immerses them and they are Tahirim. If he left, they are not disqualified due to Yotze. Basi Kaman da Omar Ein Alina Peiseles Biyodayim Masichalei Bramhocha Kaman da Omar Lina Peiseles Biyodayim. The Gemara answers that the Braisa is like the opinion that Lina leaving overnight does not disqualify hands, but here he needs to ask according to the one who says Elina does disqualify. Yodayim Mao Shiyifsalu Misham Mechusa's man. The Gemara asks, are hands disqualified due to Mechusa's man? Means he asks according to the opinion that Lina does not disqualify hands. He was Makadish before dawn for the sake of the Avoida the next day. Belav Masifin, he Kiddush Yodav Araglov Hayom LaAvoida Shalmacha. And the answer is, don't we learn this from a Baisa where it says, you have Makadish's hands and feet today for tomorrow's Avoida.